Good morning, WSGW, on a Thursday during the Ontario Hockey League season. As you're listening on WSGW online, WSGW.com, on air, 100.5 and 790 News Radio WSGW. Broadcast, it happens from the Stone Specialist Studios, your direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops, stonespecialist.net, you find online. We find in studio, voice of Spirit Hockey, Joey Vitano, because it's time to talk Spirit Hockey, along with a special guest, which we'll have for you in just a moment. Joey, I don't know what to say. You tell me. I mean, we're riding a seven-game winning streak, sweeping three games on the road last weekend since we last talked. Flint losing last night, and we've got that game at hand. We've got the five-point lead. I mean, you're right where you want to be as the season's closing out. You're as the cliche says, your destiny's in your own hands for winning a division here.
Yeah, it's a kind of a dream scenario right now. Obviously, the team has to take full advantage of this opportunity given by Sault Ste. Marie, who comes up with a big win at home last night over Flint. So, big opportunity tonight to extend that division lead to 7 points. And then, you know, you could start talking about, you know, magic numbers and needing only, you know, Flint to lose 2 points or Saginaw to gain 2 points if the Spirit are able to come up with a victory here tonight against Windsor. So, yeah, big opportunity here for the hockey club coming off, in my opinion, their most impressive road trip of the year, just based on the fact that they didn't play, you know, not one of those games started at a normal 7 o'clock time. Two of them were in the afternoon, one of them early afternoon after daylight savings time. After travel, then you go back to Thursday and playing a school day game, and then you go back even a couple days before that where Monster Trucks was in town, so Saginaw didn't even have their ice for practice and had to move to Saginaw Bay Ice Arena and deal with that. So the entire week, really, they were battling, whether it's adversity or you know, just being out of the norm. And I thought it said a lot about the group to come up with a win, and especially Sunday, bearing down. It wasn't an easy game against Erie. I thought Erie played very well, and Saginaw, you could see the fatigue a little bit, but Tristan Lennox kind of bared down there in the third period, and for the first time in a long time, Saginaw had to win a tight one-goal game, and they did.
Yeah, because the Spirit... I mean, talk about goal scoring. What, had an 8-game streak of scoring 5 or more goals in 8 straight games, and that's a lot of pucks to put in the net.
Yeah, that tied the franchise record. They set that last season, scoring 5 or more goals in 8 consecutive games, and they did it again. The game Sunday could have set the franchise record. Came close. They scored 4. But, you know, I thought Erie did a real nice job in that game. For the most part, containing the Spirit and then, you know, having their own offensive push. I thought Tristan Lennox played maybe his best game of the season, if not his best, pretty close to it on Sunday. And he took a penalty in the third period and Erie scored to make it a one-goal game. And I think Tristan's matured a lot, especially over the last little while, that, you know, maybe a penalty like that, he would have come unraveled at the beginning of the year or maybe last year, and this time he, you know, settled in and bared down and just came up with a couple of real big stops there in the final 10 minutes of the third period. And you know, Tristan's on fire right now. He's been great for the team, and we'll see who starts tonight, but I think as of right now, Tristan's the hot guy, and the team is playing well in front of him.
Got 6 games left in the season. 3 of them in a row, with tonight and Friday and Saturday. I don't want to skip tonight, though you referenced Windsor. And there's another home game against Erie on Friday, which we'll make a reference. But since we have a special guest in studio, and it does once again continue the commitment that the Spirit have, a Saturday game that, as important as the hockey game is, there's importance to ties to the community that Spirit always supports. And you have that based on a special guest in studio this morning.
Oh, familiar guest to the station. Dan Streeter's with me, CEO of Rescue Ministries in Mid-Michigan. And this is our 9th, I believe, right, Dan?
Yes, 9th year.
9th annual Hockey for the Homeless in an event that's raised over $600,000 in the 8 previous years that we've been doing this, and it seemed to have grown every year, and I think that's the encouraging part. When you get into doing an event like this and you're into the, you know, eighth, ninth, and tenth year, you hope to continue to see growth. And what we've seen is tons of growth, especially in the time since I've been here, in the 5 years that I've been here. This event's grown from a nice special night, don't get me wrong, but into one of our premier events throughout the season. So I'll let Dan kind of elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, we always have a blast with the Saginaw Spirit, and just to always have that that excellence about them. And so we just make good partners in trying to always make things grow. And we also want to make it one of the most family fun events is how we approach it. So not only is watching a Spirit game, because I'm a huge fan, I absolutely love it, and I would be satisfied just with watching the game, but then we want to make sure that this is like one of the most unique experiences that you can have as a fan. And so we have a broom hockey tournament that starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you have a game ticket, if you want to come a little bit early and watch some really silly stuff, then you can come on out and watch the broom hockey.
Are you going to be on the ice, Dan?
I will be on the ice helping to officiate.
Oh,
I wish I could play.
Oh.
Yeah. I noticed that Joey played in the Shocks and Saves game.
You can call it that,
but
I
he
guess.
Didn't make the cut for the broom hockey team.
No. Dan had one view of me out there and was like, no.
Not this year.
So we've got that going on. Then there's a concert with the Frankenmuth Bible Praise and Worship Band starting at 5:45. And then in the red room.
Is that going to be in the red room?
Yeah, in the red room.
Okay.
And then we've got all kinds of neat stuff going on in the red room before the game. Face painting for the kids and games. And you can there's even a little photo booth as well. So all kinds of stuff. You want to come early, have some fun, and just enjoy the entire experience. We're really, our staff and the Spirit, we're trying to make this a sellout, try to make this one of the best games of the season. Teams playing well, a lot of fun. And so hopefully, and then there's also the great jerseys as well.
Yeah, let's talk about, describe, we're going to get a picture of this, folks, but Dan's wearing the special jerseys that are going to be worn this weekend.
It is, and so it's a nice blend of the Great Lakes Loons and the Saginaw Spirit, and so it's a commemorative jersey that they'll be auctioning off afterwards. So if you come to the game, then you get a chance to be able to also have a chance to bid on one of these great jerseys.
And as much as it's this fun that we talk about, it is for a serious cause. What's going on at the rescue ministries these days, Dan?
So we have been very passionate. Last year, the proceeds for Hockey for the Homeless helped us for building the Samaritan Youth Shelter. Now that construction is just about done, and so all the proceeds are going to help for the opening and the running of the brand new youth shelter. We're hoping that we'll attain the licensing and all the construction will be done in April. So. And we also have some match money that's going on that was mentioned earlier on this station. It's all a part of Hockey for the Homeless Week. And so anybody who makes a donation, that donation will get doubled. And so we're hoping to raise over $70,000 through this week for the Samaritan Youth Shelter.
And that is a continuation of your efforts to not help just families, but sometimes specific parts of families, or sometimes specific populations like the veterans that you help with. I just want to go back to the youth, though. I mean, what is the need for the youth that you needed to have this specific location?
So there had been a place that had been providing care, but it closed back in 2015. And so since 2015, there hasn't been anybody in Bay County providing emergency shelter care for youth aged 12 to 17. And you say, well, why didn't you just let them in? Well, legally, we can't take care of them when they're at that age. So we have to get licensed, and it was something that we were very determined a year ago that this was something we needed to do, and we were at the place where we could do it. So the community has really rallied behind this to help provide this critical piece of care. Think about what it's like to be a young person age 12 to 17 and not have a place to call home. And it maybe is because there's been abuse in the home, or about 30%, they've had one or both parents that have been incarcerated. They've been struggling in poverty, usually bouncing around from a couch from one friend to another, extremely vulnerable to all the things that could happen out there. And so, you know, obviously there's human trafficking that also comes into the equation of the conversation. So we just want to get kids who are vulnerable off the street, help provide care, and help get them on the right direction and into a stable environment.
Hockey for the Homeless is the Saturday game. With the broom ball at 4, the concert with the Frankenmuth Bible Church Praise Band at 5:45. Of course, Joy of the Game. Tickets, are we doing one of the special tickets?
Yes, a great theme ticket. That's another big part of the package. So $5 from every Spirit ticket, but it's got to be a Hockey for the Homeless ticket. So you need to ask specifically for it. You can go to the Spirit store directly and get them there. or you can call in. You can call the mission. We've got tickets there as well available, and 755-HOPE. And if you call there, you can get your tickets as well. But make sure you ask for the Hockey for the Homeless ticket. And when you do that, then $5 of every ticket goes to the Samaritan Youth Shelter.
All right, Dan, we hope it's a very successful Saturday, as much as it's been successful out the throughout the whole 9 years now that's been going on.
Yeah, no, and to be honest, the Saginaw Spirit might have as many tickets remaining as Dan does.
Really?
We're under 600 tickets left for Saturday night. So
fantastic.
Again, if you're used to being able to walk up to the Dell Event Center the night of and buy your ticket, I might reconsider that for Saturday night. For sure.
And let me do a quick reference to Friday night, just because that's another home game, and you're going to have a chance to honor the Billet families that night.
Yeah, the Billets are a big part of what we do here. Obviously, I don't know if we'd be able to have a junior hockey team without the host families that open up their doors to our kids and basically let them become a part of their family. And we have Billet families of all different shapes and sizes to fit, you know, the needs of our players. Some of our older players, you know, they are looking for a household maybe that doesn't have as many kids or as many pets or as much chaos going on. And then we have Billet families of the young guys who maybe come from a big family at home, and that's what feels comfortable to them. So, again, we have Billets of all different shapes and sizes, and a great opportunity for us to kind of thank them for everything that they do. I think Billet families are probably the most unheralded position within an organization. They just don't get talked about, and it's one of those situations. It's like a good stay-at-home defenseman. If everything's going well, you're not talking about them. So that's the kind of thing that goes on with the Billet. So it's a good opportunity for us to thank them for everything they've done.
All right. Well, Dan, thanks for coming in, and Joey, of course, as always. Windsor tonight, Erie on Friday, and Sarnia on Saturday. These Friday and Saturday are home games. 6:50 broadcasts on your radio on WSGW 100.5, and more importantly, get those tickets and get down to the Dow Event Center. There's only 3 home games left in the regular season anyway before the playoffs begin. So we want to get the fans down there cheering on Spirit hockey.
Playoff tickets on sale now as well at the Saginaw Spirit store and online at saginawspirit.com.